The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, Monday Night Football was about as expected. The Detroit Lions absolutely dominated the Las Vegas Raiders 26-14. Jahmyr Gibbs, the rookie running back, he was basically the featured back since David Montgomery's been out these last couple of games. And he went for 152 yards and a touchdown, so he pretty much had his breakout game of the night. Their other rookie tight end, Sam Laporta, he had a touchdown. And then, of course, Jared Goff, he just is having a phenomenal season yet again. He passed for 26 completions and 37 attempts. Jesus Christ, the fuck. 272 yards and a touchdown. And they had Jimmy Garoppolo running for his life. The dude was sacked 6 times, so it was just straight-up domination by the Lions. As a matter of fact, the only reason why the score was so close is because they had to settle for field goals at the beginning of the game, and then they also had a really bad interception by Jared Goff to start off. So it was a slow start for the Lions, so they were able to make it not look so bad for the Raiders, but it was a bad game. It was so bad that the Raiders have now officially already fired their coach, Josh McDaniels. And he's only in his second year, by the way, so that's typical Raiders firing their coach midseason. Honestly, got to say, I didn't think he was going to be the first coach fired this season. I wouldn't have been surprised if he was fired after the season, but I mean, this is why the Raiders are terrible. They always make these terrible decisions, and then they fire guys, and then they also have benched Jimmy Garoppolo, at least for this next game. So we'll see what happens there, but it's like they just made all these big moves the last couple of years, and now they have absolutely nothing to show for it. And this season's pretty much done for the Raiders, and we're only at week 9, guys. So pretty interesting game to say the least. But I didn't think McDaniels was going to be the first fired. There's actually a couple other jobs currently that I would look at and go, it's a lot worse situation than the Raiders. But as I said, the Raiders do what the Raiders do. So let's get into the top 10 NFL power rankings, a place that the Las Vegas Raiders definitely won't be creeping into anytime soon. But we do have us same number one this week, Philadelphia Eagles. They are 7-1. I mean, they just keep winning in completely different ways. Their defense dominates in certain games. Their offense dominates in other games. Somebody who's been dominating basically every game except for, the first 2 games of the season is A.J. Brown. Guy went off for another 125-plus yards in this last game. His season total right now is 939 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns. So he's just been going off since, week 2? When he and Jalen Hurts had a little fight on the sideline, and pretty much ever since then, he's been getting passes and it hasn't been an issue. Like I said, the Eagles are just winning in a bunch of different ways. So they seem to be the most complete team at this current point in time. So they got to be number one in the power rankings this week. Then at number 2 on my top 10 NFL power rankings, I have the Baltimore Ravens, overall record of 6-2. And just to me, this team is also really complete, and they're silently getting things done. I don't think a lot of people really believe in them that much just yet because they're not really lighting anybody up, but they are getting the job done. They are beating really good teams, and they're doing it at both ends of the field. It's not just Lamar Jackson who's getting it done offensively. This defense is stout. Geno Stone has 5 interceptions on the season, and that leads the league, so they're getting it done with the turnovers, but also they have 31 sacks on the season as well as a total for the defense. So the Baltimore Ravens look like a very, very good team to me. Then at number three on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Detroit Lions, overall record of 6-2. And I mean, they just also are, they have a lot of talent. They seem to get it done in many different ways. I'm still not sold on them being a championship level team, but they should definitely easily win their division. Especially with how things have gone with Kirk Cousins getting injured in Minnesota. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to keep that division lead. But they're not just winning that division because it's terrible. They're winning because they're so good, and they're beating good teams. And they're just, like I said, Jared Goff is having a great season. But then he's got Equanimous St. Brown, the wide receiver. He's got 665 yards in the season and 3 touchdowns. So they're really getting it done in many different ways offensively and defensively as well. They are just having a phenomenal season. And so Lions, they just keep moving up in the power rankings every week. Then at number 4 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Jacksonville Jaguars, overall record of 6-2. This is another team that I look at and is very complete. First of all, they are on a 5-game winning streak, which is the longest winning streak in the league right now. And they are also beating good teams. They're also winning in different ways. Offensively, they look good. Defensively, they're really damn good. Josh Allen, he's got 9 sacks on the season. And they just seem to keep building and keep getting better each and every week. And, you know, they haven't really blown anybody out of the water just yet, but they definitely are getting really solid quality wins. And you can't argue with 5 wins in a row. Then at number 5 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Dallas Cowboys, overall record of 5-2. And Deron Bland, defensively, this guy has been phenomenal, stepping in for Trayvon Diggs. He's got 4 interceptions on the season, and 3 of them have gone back for touchdowns, which is a Dallas Cowboys record. So that says a lot right there. And he was a 3rd-round pick. So we've got a lot of talent there, and hopefully he just keeps it up. I mean, overall, the Cowboys are looking pretty solid offensively, defensively, and special teams. It's just, can they beat the good teams just yet? We are going to find out this week against the Philadelphia Eagles if they are able to hang with them, because they weren't able to hang with the Niners. But we'll see if they were able to correct those mistakes against the Niners and get it done this week. Then at number 6 on my top 10 NFL power rankings, a team that took a little bit of a tumble is the Kansas City Chiefs. Overall record of 6-2. Just for me with the Chiefs, offensively, they rely way too much on Patrick Mahomes. And like I've continued to say for weeks now, Travis Kelce is his only source of offense. It's his only weapon offensively, and you need more than that. You need at least one receiver who's going to make some big plays here and there. And they don't seem to have that. So that might end up being a struggle for them towards the end of the season. And hell, that may be a struggle for them in this week's game, because they're playing against the Miami Dolphins, the best offense in the league. So they might have issues keeping up with them. But then again, one thing that's really been keeping them in it this season is their defense. Defensively, they've really been getting at the quarterback. They have 28 sacks on the season, which is top 5 in the league right now. So defensively, they're really getting it done, but offensively, they rely way too much on Mahomes, and I kind of have a feeling that might end up being a downfall of theirs as the season wears on. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NFL power rankings, a team that we have yet to discuss in the power rankings, and that would be the Cincinnati Bengals. This team is cruising right now. They are 4-3. They started off the season very shaky. You know, Joe Burrow had the calf injury, which really was holding him back, obviously, but now the dude looks healthy. And offensively, they are on fire. Joe Burrow's got 1,513 yards through the air and 10 touchdowns. Jamar Chase has 656 yards and 4 touchdowns. But the secret weapon with this team, to me, has been the defense. They have really been getting it done. Red zone defense is great. They are getting at the quarterback as much as possible, and they are just really causing some problems. So the Bengals are starting to get it going. They're starting to actually do what they normally do, start the season off slow, but then get going as the second half goes on. And right now the Bengals seem to be surging, and I wouldn't be surprised if they keep on surging. And they did get a big win this week too over the San Francisco 49ers. You know, they traveled to San Francisco, played a really good team, and not only played a good team and beat them, but I mean, they dominated that game from start to finish. It was Bengals all day. So they seem to be getting it going, and we'll see where they end up as the season goes on. But they seem to be getting stronger and stronger each and every week. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NFL power rankings, I have the Miami Dolphins. Overall record of 6-2. Like I said, offensively, they are tops in the league. They are just blowing by everybody through the air, on the ground. Right now, Tua leads the league in passing. And then, of course, Mostert is tops in the league on the ground. And then, of course, Tyreek Hill is just having a phenomenal year as well. He's got 1,014 yards on the season, which is an NFL record. At this point in the season, nobody's been able to go over 1,000 yards this quick as he has. So he's at record pace, and then also has 8 touchdowns. And he's just been proven to be pretty much unstoppable, except for one game this season. I can't remember which game it was. But there was one game this season where he was pretty much locked down. But other than that, Tyreek Hill has just gone off. But my thing with the Dolphins, as I've said, is I don't really trust them just yet. They get another test this week against the Chiefs. The Chiefs don't have as stout of a defense as the Bills do. But I still think the Chiefs defense is probably going to give them issues. But we'll see. I mean, they may just be able to just outscore them, which would not surprise me. But that's my thing with the Dolphins. And are they ready to step up with the big boys? And then also defensively, there's still a lot of questions to me defensively with them. So we'll see where they're at, which is why they rank so low in my power rankings. Then at number 9 in my top 10 NFL power rankings, a team that has taken the biggest tumble this week, and that would be the San Francisco 49ers. Overall record of 5-3. It's not that I don't trust them anymore, of course. As a matter of fact, I would not be shocked if the Niners come back from their bye week and get right back in order and just go on a big winning streak right after. So that would not surprise me. They have the potential to do that. They have the talent to do that. They also traded for Chase Young yesterday at defensive end, so their defense just got better. So, yes, they're on a 3-game losing streak, and that's what really has tumbled. It made them tumble in my power rankings, because, I mean, that's how you do power rankings. You got to take in all the factors, and 3-game losing streak is not looking so good right now. You also got to factor in the injuries that they've had to suffer. You know, Debo Samuel, he's been out the last couple of games. So is Trent Williams, and those are two of their prime time players. So, and then also the defense really hasn't stepped up, which is why I imagine why they traded for Chase Young. So we'll see if that injects a little bit of fuel into them. I imagine it will. I don't doubt that the Niners are going to make the playoffs this season. It's just right now they are on a losing streak, and they look to be falling apart, at least right now. But wouldn't be shocked if they get shit back on track here soon. And then rounding out the top 10 NFL power rankings this week, I have the Buffalo Bills. Overall record of 5-3. Really, with the Bills, I'm still not sold on them yet. They're a good team. They've got a lot of talent. But they're just too up and down. They haven't been really consistent at all this season. And then when you compare them to the rest of the teams in the league, it's really difficult to just kind of look at them and go, you guys are a championship-level team. I'm not saying they don't have the talent to do it. I'm not saying they can't get it together as the season wears on. It's just I don't really trust them, at least from what I've been seeing on the field so far. So we'll see what they've got the rest of the season. But they've been hovering at the bottom of the top 10 for the most part this season. Moving on to Week 9 and Thursday Night Football, we have the Tennessee Titans at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, the Steelers are a 2.5-point favorite. This, to me, I feel like is going to be an ugly game. You know, the Titans, it looks like they're probably going to have the rookie quarterback in again at quarterback this week. Looks like Tannehill's going to be out, so they've got the rookie in. And he went off last week, but he's still a rookie. And this Pittsburgh defense is really damn good. And they've kept them in each and every game, so I kind of expect that to be the theme here. I kind of feel like this is going to be a Derrick Henry-heavy game, but I also see the Pittsburgh defense just really putting together a solid game. But unfortunately for them, they have a terrible-ass offense. So I feel like the defense is going to keep them in it, but the Titans are just slightly a better team, so I think they're just going to get maybe a couple of more field goals or make one more touchdown than the Steelers. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be shocked if this is one of those games where it's just field goal after field goal after field goal. And so I do have the Titans winning this one 19-10 simply because the Steelers' offense is terrible. All right, and moving on to the college football playoff rankings, because now officially this is the first week where we get the top college football playoff and see who the top four teams, because this is actually the rankings that matter. The AP poll, yeah, that's it's nice, but the college football playoff, that those rankings are what matters most, because that tells you who's going to the playoff. So the playoff rankings are slightly different than the AP poll this week. So who's number one on the college football playoff rankings this week? That is Ohio State. They are the number one ranked team. They are 8-0. They put them over Georgia. So we'll see how that ends up. But they are the first number one team in the college football playoff rankings this year. And they will be playing Rutgers this weekend. Then at number two in the college football playoff rankings, we have Georgia. So they didn't, like, tumble or anything. It's kind of shocking they're not number one, just because I still think they're a better team than Ohio State, but whatever. Georgia's 8-0, and they will be playing number 12, Missouri, this week. So who knows, maybe they will suffer their first loss, or maybe they'll just keep it moving. I kind of feel like a win over Missouri would be something that would elevate them over Ohio State next week. Then at number three, we have Michigan, 8-0. They've just been rolling over everybody, and then they have Purdue this week. And then at number four, we have Florida State, who's also 8-0, and they play at Pitt this week. So those are the top four teams who would be in the college football playoff today. Then at number five, we have Washington, who's still 8-0. They have USC this week. Then at number six, we have Oregon. They're 7-1. They will be playing Cal this week. Then at number seven, my Texas Longhorns, Hook'em Horns. They are 7-1, and they will be playing Kansas State this week. And we have a backup quarterback who I don't like that dude. I just don't think he's a very good quarterback, at least from what he's shown. Even when he's stepped in for Ewers at the end of blowout games, I don't think he's a good quarterback. And it sucks because it looks like he's going to be the starter, at least for now. We have yet to see anything from Arch Manning, which is what all of us Longhorn fans really want. If Ewers is out, come on, you got to show us Manning at some point. And I don't know, Kansas State, they're ranked 23. They're they won the division last year. So I don't know. This is going to be a tough week for Texas, and we're ranked at 7. So I don't know. It's going to be, like I said, when they lost to Oklahoma, I knew that was going to be a big deal, because the top four are the only teams that make it to the college football playoff, and that one loss really just screws us over. Then at number 8, we have Alabama. They're 7-1. They will be playing LSU, number 14 LSU, this week. Then at number 9, Oklahoma Sooners finally suffered their first loss of the season to Kansas last week. They will be playing number 22 Oklahoma State this week. And then rounding out the college football playoff top 10 is Ole Miss. They are 7-1, and they will be playing Texas A&M this weekend. Then moving on to the World Series, Game 3 in Arizona. Texas got that win 3-1. Corey Sager had a huge two-run home run in that game. Unfortunately, in that game, though, Adolis Garcia and Max Scherzer were both injured. And right after that game, it was announced that neither one of them will be participating in the rest of the World Series, no matter how much further it goes on. But that really didn't matter in Game 4, because the Rangers had zero issues scoring runs on last night. They ended up with 11 runs. Arizona did try to make a little push at the end there with 7 runs at the end, but it was just not enough. Texas just absolutely obliterated them. Corey Sager had yet another home run last night, and then Marcus Semien also had a big game. He had a home run and then 5 RBIs as well. So Game 5 is tonight in Arizona. Right now, Texas is up 3-1 on the series, so they could close it out tonight. We'll see. So far, Arizona has not been promising at all these last two games, but their ace, Zach Gallen, is pitching tonight. So if they were going to get any win, tonight's going to be the night, because he is perfect at home. It's really difficult to score runs on him, and he's just been lights out at home all season long for Arizona. So I kind of expect them to push it to a Game 6, but I'm going to be honest, I would not be surprised to see the Texas Rangers just move on and finally win a World Series. But Game 5 is tonight, and we'll see if the Rangers are able to close it out. And then we also have one last bit of NBA news. the Philadelphia 76ers were finally able to trade away stupid-ass James Harden, who's been a cancer on this team for a minute. They traded him to exactly where he belongs, the Los Angeles Clippers. You can go fade away into loserdom with the trash-ass Clippers. I mean, that's honestly where he belongs because we all know the Clippers ain't going to win shit. You can't trust the Clippers to win anything. And, I mean, now it's going to be him and Westbrook again. Him and Westbrook played with each other in Oklahoma City many years ago. Didn't work then. Don't see how it's going to work now. And pretty much all those guys get injured on that team. So have fun with that, Clippers. But that's where James Harden belongs. But we could finally stop hearing about that stupid-ass drama and finally move on and see James Harden throw more temper tantrums now in L.A. So that's today's show. As always, if you want to check out Sports Talk with Trops, preferred sports books, you could go to my official website, katietrop.net, click on the Sports Talk with Trop tab, go there right at the top. It says preferred sports books. Click on that and you can sign up with any of the preferred sports books if you like to gamble on sports, in participating states, of course, because it's not legal in every state, even though it should be, but I digress. So enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.